It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We were up in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. It's a very special room and made all the more special today with a legendary group started in 1960, South African Male Chorus Family Group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We're going to be speaking with them in a moment, but we thought, what better way to get this started than with some live music here in the Atherton? Take it away, boys.
Nabe muso umtugisa
ukona ukona
ukona ukona ukona ngempela uNkulunkulu
ngelinyelanga
bazombona
ngelinyelanga
bazombona ngelinyelanga bazombona ngelinyelanga bazombona ngelinyelanga bazombona ngelinyelanga bazombona angimboni ofanana 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 angimboni
Beautiful. Sounds so good in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio here on HPR, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and a legendary band, legendary family group. And we've got Albert Mazibuko is joining us. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Wonderful.
It's great to see you. And thank you so much. A senior member, 1969, you joined this operation?
Yes, 1969, so I was a young man that time, and now I'm still a young man.
You still are a young man. and you had an interesting life of living on a farm. I was like learning a little bit about your background that led to it. What was the catalyst that made you finally realize that you needed to do this and join this?
You know, when I grew up, I didn't know that I would be in this group and traveling the world. But the music, it was in my vein. Because the music, it was something that we live in on the farm. Everything that you do through music. Mm. When you walk, you sing. You work, you sing. Or even when you go to sleep, you sing. And some other people, they even sing when they are asleep, and then so they dream the music.
Well, that's actually part of the whole legacy of the group, right? The founding member, Joseph, my understanding was, and it's a beautiful inspiration for a group, was seeing it in a dream, correct?
Exactly. You know, when he came to me in 1969, so he told me that he had a dream that he stayed with him for 6 months. And then he learned everything, how to blend the voices. The music that you just heard here, he's a music from the dream, that he dreamed that music. But when he tried to teach this kind of music to his group then, so they said his teaching was too hard for them. And then, but when he came to me, I was with my brother and one of my cousins. He came with his brother. And we said, okay, let's give it a try. We are going to listen to you and do what you want us to do. And then we found it was challenging, but was very enjoyable.
Wow. So he sort of was like an architect with this idea. And all the participants were kind of like, well, we're going to have faith in what you're saying, but we don't know how it'll turn out. But it turned out perfectly.
Wonderful. Yes, it turned out perfectly. And then it turned out very good. So Joseph, he's a man of dreams. He was always dreaming that someday, if we can do it right, we will be all over the world.
And the message is truly a global one, too. You talk about taking it all over the world. In terms of the lyrical message, the origins behind that, and I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly, Iskatamiya?
Yes, Iskatamiya. That refers to the dancing of this kind of style of singing.
And it's a songwriting tradition, relates to the Zulu people. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes, because a long time ago, when our people, they were in the mines, our forefathers, so in their weekends when they are not doing anything, so they will try to entertain themselves. Just imagine the men is only stay there, so the women were not allowed to go to their places. So they entertain themselves by singing the music that they used to sing in their homelands. So the Zulu people, their singing is not complete until they dance. So their dancing is a stomping. You stomp the floor very hard. So the security guard, they said, no, you are disturbing, you know, the other people. But they said, oh, we are not going to leave our dancing, but we will tiptoe. So when they go back home, people at home, they praise the dancing, said, wow, it's wonderful now. They are not stomping anymore, but it's still beautiful. So they call the music Isikatamia. It means tiptoe, walk lightly on your toe.
So the security guard really played a great role.
Yes, but they didn't know.
In defining it. And another thing, talking about playing a role in your success and just the origins of the group, and I may have it wrong, but in my studying about this, it was only 1 year after you joined, in fact, in 1970, it was a radio broadcast that sort of led to the first record contract for Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Absolutely. That radio broadcast, it makes the producers all around South Africa running around trying to find this group because they had something that they never had. But one of them, so he found us, and then we got a contract here with the record company.
And radio has stayed such a part of the way that you guys communicate around the world. I was taking a look on YouTube. There's endless amounts of in-studio broadcasts where you're singing and talking to all kinds of people across the country. So you still get a great deal of support from radio, it looks like.
Absolutely, because without the radio, you cannot be able to reach to the people because people, they listen to the radio. So if you go to the radio, so you have an opportunity to spread your message.
Do you get that support in South Africa too?
Absolutely, we got that kind of support.
KwaZulu Natal?
Yes, KwaZulu Natal and all over South Africa.
That's their home region there. And the group's name, thinking about that region, it's a reference to three different things. It's a reference to where you're from. It's a reference to a particularly strong animal and also the group's ability to do well at singing competitions. And I've heard you explain it before. Tell the story about the origins of Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Yes, it's a kind of a culture in our country that everywhere you go, you represent the place that where you are coming from. So we want people to know that we are coming from Ladysmith. But the black, it refers to the span of oxen, because when we grew up, we were using these different colors of oxen. So the black one, Joseph, used to be driver of that oxen. So amazingly, they were so powerful. Even when the sun is beating the other animal, they get tired, but not them.
Not the ox.
So he said, my group, I want to be powerful as this one. So an ox is a very important tool when you are living on the farm, because it enables you to chop the trees and build your house, make your yoke, and then you also build your sledge to be able to transport your crops. So it was a very important tool. I remember every home, they have one. If you don't have one, so you have to borrow it from somebody else. The trick is, so the problem is that if you borrow it from someone, so when you bring it back, you have to bring it as sharp as you take it. Some other people, when they chop something, sometimes it can hit the stone by mistake, so you are in trouble. So they can even take you to the authorities that you just blunt my ex.
Right, because you didn't do it right.
So you didn't do it. So it was very important too. So when you have it, so you have to be very careful and take good care of it.
It's an amazing story. You guys like to maybe perform another song?
Absolutely, yes.
And then we'll talk some more?
Yes.
Is that cool? Okay. And we are rolling anytime you want, brother. It's Ladysmith Black Mambazo, HBR's Atherton Performing Arts Studio, and what an experience. Albert Mazibuko is speaking on behalf of the band, our very special guest today joining us. They have dates at the Blue Note that is happening this weekend all the way through Sunday at the Blue Note. Very special place for us, and it's going to be quite a presentation to see you guys all on that stage. Seeing you here in our Atherton is an exceptional thing, too. We don't often get an experience like this. I was hoping, Albert, maybe you could introduce the names of each of the people in the band and how long they've approximately been with you.
Yes, the members of the band, that the group, I have next to me is Bongseni Shabalala, the son of Joseph Shabalala. And next to him is Sabelo Mthembu, is a son of the retired member. He just retired. He just joined us. When he joined us, last year or this year?
Oh,
So, and next to him is my brother, Abednego Mazibuko, who joined the group in 1974. Wow. And then next to him is Thulani Shabalala, is also the son of Joseph Shabalala. He joined the group, but we just say he joined the group because he started with traveling with us, yeah, in 1993. But they joined the group while they were very small boys.
When they were children.
Yeah, and next to him is Msizi, his brother, also the son of Joseph Shabalala. He joined the group in 1998. And then next to him, we have Pius Hlanganani Shezi. He joined the group when?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And then next to him, we have Mfanafuthi Dlamini. He's joined the group the past 10 years. What year was it? 2008. And then the last but not least is Thamsang Shabalala. He's the youngest son of Joseph Shabalala, and he also joined the group in 1993.
When it comes to the arrangements and working out what, I mean, people think, oh, it's a cappella, but there is a very complicated layer. I see cues going on, hand cues, sort of, to position what the next part of the song will be or who does what. Can you explain a little bit about how that works to coordinate the different parts that each of you are doing?
Yeah, if you see somebody maybe making some sign with the hands, that it shows that the song maybe is going to change the rhythm, or maybe we are closing the song now, because that is only way that we communicate. In this kind of music, so you... we listen to one another, especially the lead when you start the song. As you can see that we don't have something that just give us the key.
Right.
We take the key from the lead voice. So when you start the song, so we know, everyone knows that.
To be in the right key.
Yeah, which is my position. And then, so as here, so because we are in the studio, we cannot dance. But if you come to the show, so you see the dancing. Because most of the songs that we are singing here, they have a lot of dancing.
Right.
So we dance because, as I was saying, that Zulu people, their singing is not complete
without
until
the dancing.
They dance.
Right. I've heard you say that before. And you're right. And on stage, there's certainly a big element of that. The set list that you guys do you come up with something per gig, or do you have a certain order of songs that you like to get across, both to showcase the catalog of the band, or does it rotate and change? Is it constantly a work in progress?
It does change, but sometimes we have a set list for that tour, if we are on the tour. So like this year, when we, the beginning of the year, so we used to change the set list, because we put maybe the new songs. And then those songs, sometimes we can even change the set list. But the most of the time, so we select the songs that we think is relevant for that particular time in life. As right now, we have some songs that are encouraging people more to work together, because we experience that the world is falling apart. People, they are mostly drifting away from each other. So we went back to our basic when the group was started, because Joseph's aim was to make people to work together. And then if you have a problem with someone else, just sit down and then solve the problem and enjoy life.
That has really been, and I mentioned it briefly, but we didn't really talk about it. One of the facets of the band is the lyrical message, which is a message of peace, unity, people trying to coexist together, harmony. And that's a really important part of what the band is, what the group is about, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, our main message is love, peace, and harmony.
And you feeling that at this point in the world, there's even more of a need for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's you're here at a good time in some ways. There are a lot of different Western artists that you guys have gotten to do things with over the years, but perhaps the one that was the most catalytic in terms of how it impacted the success of the band, the international scope of the band, was the project with Paul Simon, Graceland. When you look back at that, explain first, I guess, and I've read a little bit about it, but how did you guys, I understand he reached out to Joseph, he had an idea for the record, then he reached out to him. Can you tell the story?
Yes, we received a phone call that Joseph, when somebody called and then tell him that somebody is looking for him. We were not at home that time. We were on tour around Johannesburg because we live in Durban. And then so when Joseph called his home, and then his wife told him that somebody called from US, so he wants to see him. So when we had the name, said, okay, Paul Simon, okay, but what do you want to do with us? But Joseph went to meet him, and then when he came back, so he told us that I met him. So we were very excited, and then we were asking, well, what does he want? Because we knew his music, it was so different than our music. And Joseph said, no, he said he wants to work with us. But what I noticed to him, that he loved music. We said, oh, if he loves music, that's perfect. And then after about 2 weeks, and then we received the package from the post office. So it was a demo cassette, and then Paul Simon was playing piano, singing just by himself, only two lines, homeless, homeless, moonlight sleep. And then so he wrote a note, he said, don't change this because I took it from one of your recordings. And then so we said, okay, but the theme of the song, it came in a right time because that time it was a lot of violence in South Africa. People were fighting each other, and then some people sleeping in the mountain. So we said, oh, homeless. We are really homeless in our homeland. And so Joseph worked around that, and then he begins the song with the Zulu lyrics. He said, Silale Maween, it means we are sleeping in the cliff. So we work around that idea, and then we thought the song was good. And then after that, so we got an invitation to go to London to record the song. And then we went there. That was kind of, you know, something that we were not expecting. So we struggled to record that song for almost the half of the day. For us, it was a surprise because Ladies Meet Black Mambazo, we used to go to the studio and record about 12 songs a day because we went there prepared. But this one was so many people trying to help until we said, okay. Paul Simon said, okay, let's go back to our hotel. We went to our hotel very disappointed. And then so we got into our hotel, we had dinner, we got together, we pray, and then after that we rehearsed the song because we knew now what Paul Simon was looking for. We rehearsed the song until 12 midnight. The song was together. The next day, we went to the studio, and everybody came, and they were so excited. Our producer from home, he was there. He said, oh, guys, I've got it now. And then Joseph said, please, all of you, just stop. And said to Paul Simon, we have been rehearsing. Just listen to this. And then we sing the whole song. And Paul Simon said, this is it. And then he took everybody out. Was Mambazo and the sound engineer and Paul Simon. So in 2 hours, the song was complete.
Took a little bit of getting rid of the clutter in terms of the influences, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I could, and that often is the case when it comes to recording music. And an appropriate song, too, because I don't know if you guys know, but Hawaii has the single worst homeless crisis in the United States per state, per capita. So the state of Hawaii is, you know, the term homeless is a very big term right now in the state of Hawaii. It's a very serious one. And there are cities on the mainland that also have a huge problem with that, trying to find housing for people. So it's certainly a theme that's the thing I guess I was saying about your themes. They were extremely relevant when the band started. They've been extremely relevant, and they're just as necessary today. With the state of the world that we find.
Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Many people hear about apartheid. Unless you lived through it, I don't think you could quite appreciate what that must have been like, and lived through the change that has come too. And it's been a rocky road. There's no question about that. When you look back, can you share a story of how that system worked and maybe how things have evolved in South Africa?
You know, apartheid, it was like something, you have a house arrest because you know that you are in your country, but you are not allowed to go to anywhere unless you have a permission to be in that particular place. If you are living on the farm with the owner of the farm, so you are not allowed to go beyond those boundaries. So you have to be there. And then if you go beyond that one, so you're going to be asked, where are you going? Do you have the permission to be here? Also, it works the same way if you go to the town or city, something like that. It was a very painful situation. But we say, you know, we're thankful that South Africa has passed that era. It was a very painful. And then, so to be hindered not to do anything that you wanted to do. You want to open the business. You want to have some livestock. Like, you know, South African people, they are mostly like to live in the livestock. You have cows, or, you know, goats and all those things. So you were not allowed to have those things. So, you know, it was something that was very painful that when I came to the city of Durban, people there, they have their plots. They called the small a piece of land. So they were allowed to buy that land and then have a title for that land. But the painful situation was that those people, they were not allowed to plow anything, grow any food on that place. If they did maybe plant something, so when that thing maybe is growing up, so the police will come and then so they will just spray some kind of a chemical just to kill it. So I said to myself, why they do that? So when I grew up, and then so now I understand that because they want those black people to depend right. on the white people.
It's a control mechanism.
Yes, yeah. So now you can be able to, you are only depend to work right. to the factories and to earn your living. You cannot do anything, you know, for yourself. So that was a kind of a situation that, and then another a difficulty that we experienced during that time is when our group was become famous. So the people, they invite us to go to other cities. So now when we travel every time, they just said, what is going to happen if the police caught us? So some many times, so we have been stopped and then asked, where are you going? Do you have a permission to be here? And Joseph did something that it was, you know, remarkable. When I look at it, I said, wow, why this guy does this thing? He always, after they ask us, and then he said, guys, let's sing for them. And then he started the song. And then we sing for them all the time. So they let us go. I said, this is beautiful. Until such time when was a big roadblock, we were going to Johannesburg. It was around in Ladysmith. And then the police commissioner, he happened to be there. And then so we did our magic. And then he said, what you do is so beautiful, but we are going to arrest you anyway because you don't have a permission to be here. But today we are going to let you go, but in one condition. He took one of his notebook and then he wrote something. He said, take this to your magistrate. You said you are coming from Pinetown. You said yes. I said, take it to the magistrate and then ask the magistrate to give you a permission to travel. Because otherwise, if we catch you here next time, you are going to jail. And then so he said, you are going to Johannesburg. We said yes. He said, go to Johannesburg. And then so we will let our colleagues, you know, to let you go. And then but on Monday, when you come back, make sure that you are going there. So we did that on Monday. So when we got into the Durban and then we put our suits because we had to dress up. And then one of our cousins, so he went with us to represent us.
As like so, an attorney? Sort
yes, of. Yeah. You know, just to the spokesperson because right. he wasn't an attorney. And so when we get there, so he went to the magistrate and then he talked with him. And then after that, the magistrate said, okay. We know everybody sings in South Africa. Why you want a permission? And he said, no, it's because we have a lot of invitation. People want us to come to sing for them. He said, what kind of music you singing? And then we just stood up and then we started the song. And then we sing the song and the magistrate took his glass and then he put it down and said, this is beautiful. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, we need a permission. you know, to travel all around South Africa. So he wrote, he said, may I put the names? We said, no names, just the name of the group. And then said, how many people is it? It depends, sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10. Said, okay, don't worry about that, but I'll write a good, you know, wow, permission for you. So he did that, and then he said, every 2 years, come and renew it, because we want to know that you're still around.
Right. What are the power of music illustrated? No better than that, huh? I mean, that's heavy stuff. Would you like to sing another song?
Yes.
And Wood Home is homeless. I had one personal request, and if you can do it, I totally understand. I mean, homeless would be wonderful to hear, but Tough Times Never Last was also one that I have personal connection to. Oh, that's wonderful. It is Ladysmith Black Mambazo in our HBR Atherton Performing Arts Studio.
Tough times never last. Strong people do it tough times.
Tough times never last.
Strong people do it tough times.
Tough times never last.
Strong people do.
Tough times never last.
Strong
people do. Tough times never last.
Strong
people do. Tough times never last.
Strong
people do. Tough times never last.
Strong
people do.
No matter what challenges,
tough times never last.
Strong
people do.
No matter what challenges,
tough times never last.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last.
Strong
people do. Tough times never last.
Strong
people in Sena.
Tough times never
last.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last
forever.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last forever.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last.
Strong
people do.
Tough times
never last.
Strong
people do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's beautiful. It's an inspiring song. I don't have to tell you that, but it's maybe that gives you some peace to know it means a lot all over the world, including right here. I appreciate getting to hear that one. You're welcome. You guys got to, we talked about apartheid, but the flip side is you were also there, Nelson Mandela, so many different experiences with this man, accompanying him for his Nobel Peace Prize to that ceremony, correct? The band went, was part of that. Band did, the group, as you like to say, had a number of other experiences with this great man. Is there, when I mention his name, what's the first thing that comes to your mind of relating to a personal experience?
What comes to my mind is the first day when we met him in 1990 on his birthday party. We were on tour when he was released, and then when we went back home, so we got a phone call that we were invited. So we went there, said, oh, that's good. When we get there, so usually we stay backstage, so after that, so we called to the stage, and then we went to the stage. We sang the first song, and then the second song. The third song, we saw somebody just standing up and then walking straight to the stage. Some people, they were walking around, and then we didn't know what was going on. And then so we saw how he was coming. So for me, it was first time just to see him in person. And so he climbed the stage and then he joined us on the left-hand side. And then we were doing some dance and then he joined us. Wow. And then he does his own dancing. We call a Madiba dance. So we changed the dancing that we were doing and then we joined his.
To complement
his. Yeah, so we danced with him until we finished the song. After we finished the song, so he shook hands with us. So he took lines and then, first of all, I was surprised at how tall he was. Mm. I thought, wow, this guy is so tall. And then after he finished shaking hands with us, and then so he stood in front of us. He said, keep up the good job, guys. Your music has been a great inspiration for me while I was in jail. So that was, you know, I couldn't believe my ears. Wow. And then after this, he said, everywhere I go, I want you to come with me because whatever that I do, I want to hear the music. But he said that in our language, he said, ifunukuzwa ingoma. That's going to, I want to hear the music. And then after that, so we have lots of invitation that everywhere he goes. But we made sure that when he went to Norway in Oslo to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, because that was a special request. He even he requested the songs that we should sing there. And then first of all, we were told that they don't allow the sound system, the big PA. So we said, no, we don't care about that. So we'll use our voices. And then he said, you need this song. There is a song that Joseph wrote, and then when the political organization they were fighting at home, it's called Ngeke Bayiqede. And then he said he needs that song to be sung. And then the other song is called King of Kings. We kneel before thee. We are asking for peace. But we were only given 4 minutes. So we had to rehearse just to combine these two songs. And we did that. So he said he wants us to perform at the ceremony and then at the celebration. So we went there. It was early in the morning. People, they were sitting down with the black suits and then white shirts and then bow ties. I said, wow. And then when we got there, because people were so, no one was smiling. I said, oh, this is a different show that you are going to perform.
It's very challenging.
Yes. But we just started the song and then we sang the songs and then we made it at 4 minutes. When we finished, Mandela stood up by himself, raised his fist, he said, Black Power, Black Mambazo, and he sat down, and then we went away. That was very emotional, and very emotional because, number one, we said these two leaders from South Africa, they came all the way to receive this Nobel Peace Prize. It means our country will be a peaceful country. And then after that, he said he wanted us to be there when he was inaugurated. I remember that night we didn't sleep because the process to go there in Union Building, it took us, instead of going to the west, you start to going to the east, and then you have to go to the north, and then you go to west, and then before you go to the place, there were so many gates that we have to stop and then have to be searched, whatever you got, and then we get there. And then he also said, I want Ladysmith Black Mambazo to sit behind me when I'm sitting there. Before I will be called to son as a South African president, I want them to sing these two songs that they sang in Norway. So we did that. But something that I always remember that when we were sitting there, we were joking, we said, somebody if it can wake up now from the grave, they will say, what are all these black people doing here? Because there was a place that they were not. So we're just joking. And then so we are joking about that. So, and then we feel so honored that we have known him closely. And then, so he took us in many places. We went with him to meet the Queen of England, to visit the Pope in Rome.
Unbelievable.
And then he invited us to his home at Ekuno. And then so he was telling us some stories, remarkable stories, that how he was winning some of the cases while he was a lawyer, and then what happened. And so I think we were so blessed that we have known him so closely. And fortunately, even on his the last show that they organized for him when he passed away, so we were there.
That's a huge testament to who you are, and I can imagine how emotional that would be to get that kind of recognition. And in many ways, you're seen as ambassadors for South Africa, because you take your mission around the world, and you have a message which is truly universal, and one that, as we said, is sort of needed in the world. Dialing in, because I watched several different live performances of the group, and forgive me for not remembering who had this particular shirt on, but it provides the inspiration for this question. Somebody in the band, and usually they're wearing really cool outfits, and you go to the Blue Note, you're going to see that. One of the outfits had one of the most symbolic animals from your country. In fact, your country is a very special one, because if anyone loves animals, and most people listening probably do, the country that is home to the vast majority of the world's rhinoceros is your country. And one of your members had a rhino. I think it was a black rhino, but I'm not sure, black,
yes,
or white. I couldn't see its lip real good in the picture. But I bring up the issue because there's a dire plight that both, of course, the elephants face, which is another symbol of Africa at large, but the rhinoceros is, without any question, South Africa's animal. Both the elephants and the rhinos are facing an unprecedented poaching crisis, pushing them to extinction. Yeah. The rhino crisis is a very upsetting thing. I wondered if you, how it has touched you, and how you try to give visibility to what can only be described as a catastrophic situation that is coming.
As a people that we grew up on the farm, so we know the relationship between people and the animals. So if we see someone is so cruel to kill those animals, and then the way they kill it is unacceptable. So always when we see this, we said, as you just say, that we have those sheds sometimes who are representing this, because this is the beauty that it makes this world we're living in so beautiful. We are sharing the world with them. But because the animal, they have no power to defend themselves. So it just painful as you see somebody's killing your brother or your sister. So to us, it's like that. And then we say, I wish people, they can search in their hearts and soul. And then they said, they shouldn't do that. There's some other way to make money. And then there's some other way to make some medicine to heal people. Because sometimes they said, this the rhino horn, they have something that they use for medicine. We said, nah.
It's fingernails. It doesn't have any medicine.
See, so now we are very sad about that. But hopefully people, they will come to their senses and then stop this senseless killing of animals.
You must be discouraged that the country has just legalized the trade in rhino horn.
Yes, we are very discouraged, because I think that make people want to do more with this kind of killing. We wish somebody can be, if you kill the animal like this, then you should be killed also. But so we try to be a peaceful message. But that is my opinion. So every time when I see it, it's just too painful.
I could not agree more, but I had to bring that up maybe as a closing thought, because you are ambassadors for your country, and so many people listen to what you say. And as you also pointed out, they can't defend themselves, so they really need people like yourself to step up to the plate and speak on behalf of their very existence, of absolutely precious animal. I love them dearly. And we have two Eastern black rhinos at the Honolulu Zoo.
Oh.
Corky and Satsuki are their names. One's from Cincinnati, Ohio. The other is from Tokyo, Japan. They're almost like you said, they're kind of like friends. I love going and seeing them. And so thanks for talking about them whenever you get a chance, for wearing them on your shirts, trying to do something on their behalf, because they really could use your help. You want to go out with one final song? Is that is that a good thing to do? And I hope you, did you have fun today? Was this?
We had a great fun,
You like talking and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Albert.
Let's do the last one, and then thank you very much.
You are welcome. I appreciate it. It's Lady Smith Black Mambazo.
Maweni we baba
silale
maweni we baba
silale maweni
we baba
silale maweni we baba silale maweni we baba silale maweni
we baba
silale
maweni baba
silale maweni Silale mawe, baba silale mawe, baba silale mawe.
Sing, homeless, homeless,
moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake,
and we are
homeless,
we are
homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake,
and we are
homeless. Homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake,
and we are
homeless,
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 boom, boom.
Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Kiziyoya,
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 kiziyoya, me.
Angulela makaza.
Kiziyoya, kiziyoya,
kiziyoya,
kiziyoya, me.
Kiziyoya, angulela.
Kiziyoya,
kiziyoya.
Kiziyoya, man, kiziyoya.
Chululu,
chululu, chululu, chululu, chululu,
chululu, chululu,
chululu, chululu, chululu,
strong wind,
strong wind, destroy our homes. Many dead tonight it could be.
Strong wind,
strong wind, strong wind. Many dead tonight it could be you.
And we are
homeless,
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 homeless.
Moonlight sleeping.
We are homeless.
We are
homeless.
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 Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing,
hito mano. Hito mano, isa ngoba lonke lizwe. Hito mano, hito mano, isa ibamba phakathi
angilandi.
Isa ibamba phakathi angilandi.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why.
Kulumane,
kuluman. Kulumani siswe
singenzi njani
baya jabula basithanda wo.
It's Lady Smith Black Mambazo in our HBR Atherton Performing Arts Studio. They're through Sunday at the Blue Note. Really appreciate you guys coming down here.
Thank you.
That was amazing.